The Minister for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, Jim O'Callaghan, and the Minister for State Responsibility for Migration, Colm Brophy, received agreement of the government for the introduction of a number of measures relating to Ukrainian citizens currently in Ireland holding temporary protection status. The current EU Temporary Protection Directive is due to end on the 4th of March of 2027. Now, it might be extended at the EU level, but Ireland is taking measures to change the system of where things have developed up to now since 2022. The proposals which were approved by government are agreeing the introduction of a number of measures relating to Ukrainian citizens. These measures include a phased withdrawal of state-contracted commercial accommodation commencing in August to be completed by March 2027. In addition to this, the accommodation recognition payment, which is the monthly contribution rate that's given to people renting to Ukrainians, will be set at €400 from October of this year. That was the original date when the scheme was launched in 2022. It originally was €800, then reduced to €600. Now it's being reduced to €400. The department was coordinating with Irish Red Cross and the International Organisation for Migration to provide information support to those currently in receipt of state-provided accommodation as they progress towards greater independence. And the government has also announced a new temporary protection transition scheme, which will be provided on a stamp for basis and will be granted for a period of up to 2 years renewal for periods of 2 years thereafter, with time on the permission counting towards naturalisation. The permission will be based on the inclusion of the whole family unit who've been resident in Ireland under temporary protection, and it's intended that the application process for the new permission will be open in September of 2026. The eligibility for being included, residency in Ireland for a minimum of 1 year as a beneficiary of temporary protection, employment or self-employment for 6 months with a minimum yearly salary of €29,432, and non-receipt of state-supported accommodation such as commercially provided or hosted accommodation supported by the accommodation recognition payment at the time of applications. That's a little bit of what has been announced yesterday. Now, John Lennon is of the Ukraine Civil Society Forum and CEO of Doris, which is a Limerick-based human rights and migrant support government or governmental organisation, non-governmental organisation, I should say, and they are not happy with the new arrangements and the new announcements by the Minister for Justice. John, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning.
These are pretty, I suppose they're pretty radical changes to the system that's been in place since 2022. A reduction of €200 in the accommodation recognition payment and I suppose an ending of the beneficiaries of temporary protection arrangement.
These are very disappointing changes from our point of view. You know, we're all working with people who have escaped from the war in Ukraine or in here in Ireland trying to get on with their lives. There are, as you said, two parts essentially to what was announced. One is that the accommodation supports are being removed. This will inevitably lead to more stress, more trauma for people who are here from Ukraine, and it will lead to homelessness or people having to go into the international protection system. The other part that was announced then, as you said, was that the pathway to longer-term residency here, but that's only going to be for some Ukrainians. The ones that are most vulnerable or most in need lose out. So, for example, if you're a pensioner here, if you're a single mother with young children who's not working, you don't get this pathway to residency. We know from the data at the moment that so there are 18,000 Ukrainians in state accommodation. There's about 2,400 of those in Kerry, which and certainly, you know, Kerry has been admirable in terms of the humanitarian response to the war in Ukraine. But 50% of them are either under 20 or over 60. So when you look at the cohort in the middle, the ones that are working and are kind of can demonstrate this self-sufficiency that the government talk about will be able to get the stamp for or residency here for 2 years that'll take them beyond temporary protection. But the other thing, as you said, is that it's important to bear in mind is that this temporary protection, which came about because of a war in Ukraine, there is a war still ongoing there. It's not safe for people in many cases to be there in Ukraine. Their houses are destroyed, their communities are destroyed, but it's likely to be extended to March past 2028. So we are saying that the government needs to continue to provide the supports for, in a proper fashion to
for another 12 months beyond March 2027,
yes,
is what you're arguing.
Yes.
Okay. John, there's around 6,600 Ukrainians living in Kerry. I think we're the second highest per capita in the country. A number of Ukrainians have been here for quite a number of years. What would you say to those who say, look, these are natural and welcome changes? There's been pressure on our accommodation system here, our tourism accommodation system, because of the take-up of hotels and guest houses. That needs to be wound down. And that Ireland and Kerry has done its part. So this is a natural, as the war has gone on, 4 years in now, and no sign of ending, that these protections can't last forever.
Well, Kerry is certainly doing its part, and when we look at the data of those 6,600, there is about 2,400 of them in state-provided accommodation. Some of that is hotels, there are holiday villages, there are converted nursing homes that were lying idle, there are apartments, self-catering. And Ukrainians are, by and large, insofar as they can, are trying to get on with their lives here. Many of them are working, which is fantastic. We have it's approximately 84,000 Ukrainians still in the country. Of those, there's about 30,500 in active employment. So I think, they have been welcomed into communities. In many cases, in schools, the children are going to school now. For kids growing up here that have been here for several years, Ireland is home for them now. They're fully integrated into the schools. In some cases that we're aware of around the country in rural areas, the fact that the children are there are keeping the schools open. The problem is that by quickly removing the option of state accommodation and at the same time removing the accommodation recognition payment, or first reducing it and then removing it, this leaves people with no options.
Yeah.
And they can't go back to Ukraine yet, because we talk to people whose houses don't exist anymore there, so there's nothing for them to go back to. But right now, with the government proposals, some of them are being left in a situation where in 6 months' time they may have nothing. Now, the government has said that state accommodation will be retained for people who need it.
Yeah.
But it's not.
And this is just the ending of commercially contracted state accommodation for Ukrainians, that there will still be some form of state accommodation.
They say that there will still be some form of state accommodation for people who are medically vulnerable, for example, have medical issues and others. But it's not at all clear what they mean by this vulnerability that will allow people to be able to retain state accommodation. But right now, if you look at a single mother, as I said, who has two young children, who can't work, who isn't in receipt of payments here, it's just about getting by and getting the children into school. There are no options for her if her state accommodation is removed. And the response of people across the country in terms of opening their homes, availing of the accommodation recognition payment, and allowing people a room or giving them an apartment or a house to live in has been fantastic. But taking that option away is, again, a retrograde step, we feel. We feel, actually, that while that accommodation recognition payment scheme certainly needs some modifications, some checks and balances to ensure that there wasn't exploitation of people who were being available and they weren't being asked for exorbitant top-ups, etc. It's still a very good scheme that has the potential not just to be continued for Ukrainians, but to be extended and expanded in its use.
Okay. All right, John, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for giving us your view on that. John Lannan there of the Ukrainian Civil Society Forum, and of Doris as well, with his response to the government's changes.